And do you feel that your ancestors can talk through the animals to you?
I'm pretty sure. Well, you know, they can't. Not in language you can understand, but in spiritual language, because you know, when you can hear them and see them, and it makes you feel happy. And it's a way for your spirit to become nurtured. Yeah. So I think it's very important.
Do you think that a specific ancestor can be embodied within an animal?
For sure. And the reason I feel so adamant about that is I'd been looking for my spirit animal. I'd been going to native gatherings since the 80s, the early 80s, like 82. Mostly in Canada. The Four Worlds Project had a lot of stuff going on there. And I've been looking, and at the same time I was learning about American Indian culture, and mostly through books, because even before I started college, I asked around here when I'd see, you know, people from other communities and ask, because I knew there were no shamans here. I'd ask about it, and they said, well, there's no more shamans alive, but I'm not really sure. The first thing I learned is that a person cannot say they're a healer, because if they say they're a healer, then, you know, a healer like a shaman, then they'll be targeted by other forces, mostly evil forces, like witchery, you know, stuff like that. And it's something that actually goes on. Like even, you know, like when I was growing up and when I was a young adult in the 70s, I didn't realize it, but when I made friends with Cindy, like I told you, her mom was Charlie Jones' daughter. She said that her and her grandmother actually saw witchcraft going on one day. And her grandma said, don't ever speak about it, and don't ever tell anybody who's doing it. Otherwise, you're going to, you know, be in trouble. And the other, my mother had a similar experience over in Sitka. Because of the status of her mother, they were a target of a lot of envy. And so there was a Tlingit witch down in the village. Have you seen the village?
No.
Well, if you go to that part of town where the Pioneer Bar is, and the A&B Hall, right. There's rows of houses that look real old.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it was the village. Whereas my mom and her family, they lived up in Sheldon Jackson housing. And so this lady put cast a spell on the family. And that's, my mom said that the only reason she survived is because she challenged the witch. She saw her maybe in downtown Sitka or something, but she said, I made contact with her and I stared her down. And that's the only reason my mom lived. That's what she believes. But both of my mom's parents died, all of her sisters and brothers, different accidents, like my grandmother drowned, my grandfather died of TB, and what else? My mom's sister burned in a fire with her three kids, burned to death, and my mom's two brothers drowned, and then she had about three or four other sisters that died as children. So my mom had a real traumatic life. And she, yeah. So it was very very much alive, and my mom will never tell me who the lady was. I said, I want to know what family it is. She said, I can't ever tell you. So.
Is that it would affect you?
Mm-hmm.